So taking a moment to ensure that your posture is comfortable, supportive, something that facilitates your practice rather than becomes a distraction for your practice. Tuning into your body this afternoon and noticing how it's feeling, what it needs. Sometimes it helps to lengthen up through the spine and sit up a little bit straighter and feeling that sense of alertness and intention to practice that comes with that. Other times we might feel really tired and that we need to lean in against something and feel supported so that we can have the space in our mind to fully inhabit the practice as best we can. So just deciding what your body needs the most today. And before we begin this practice, just would like to acknowledge its origins. Appreciation practices and gratitude practices are part of many spiritual and other contemplative traditions. This particular practice comes from the Finding Peace in a Frantic World course that Mark Williams developed and has been elaborated on further in Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy for Life course that is something that's been developed at the Oxford Mindfulness Centre. So just offering our thanks to all of those people who brought this to our attention and inviting you to try it out for yourself. So beginning by taking the forefinger of one hand and just holding the tip of it gently in the fingertips of the other hand. And this holding onto the fingertip becomes an anchor, helps you stay connected to the practice whenever you get distracted or your mind wanders off somewhere, which is so common. So inviting you to bring to mind something in your home or garden that you feel particularly grateful for. Taking time to just cast your mind's eye around your home, around your garden, maybe even it's a tree in the street, or a piece of furniture, or a piece of artwork, but something that gives you not just a sense of appreciation because it works or it's functional, but maybe something that gives you some sense of quiet pleasure, maybe even a sense of joy whenever you think about it or look at it. Maybe it's a seat in a sunny spot in the garden where you can rest with a cup of tea and feel yourself noticing the air and the sunshine. For example, so just taking your time to choose and notice what it is you've chosen and kind of settling in beside this thing in your mind, allowing yourself to open up to a sense of appreciation, of pleasure. Noticing how you feel in your body when you bring this thing to mind. Maybe noticing if there's any sense of warmth or stillness or sense of the muscles softening. Maybe none of those things, maybe all of those things, but taking a moment to notice if there's any shift in body sensations or not when you bring to mind this thing in your house or garden that you appreciate. Maybe noticing any thoughts that are around. Maybe it's memories of when you first bought this thing or noticed this thing. And coming back, rather than going off in a thought train about it, seeing if you can come back using holding on to the tip of your finger as an anchor, but coming back to the sense of just being with this thing you've chosen. And now seeing if there are any emotions associated with it, any emotions of appreciation or pleasure, or maybe some sense of joy in a quiet way. Maybe there's some mixed emotions. And that's okay too, if that's what's here, allowing it to be here. But coming back as best you can to a sense of just simple appreciation of this thing. Moving in closer to being with this thing you've chosen. Just as best you can. And then inviting you to let go of your fingertip and let go of being aware and appreciating of this thing you've chosen in your house or garden. Letting that recede now and just coming as best you can to your body sitting here or lying here. And the movement of the breath coming in and going out. Maybe taking a moment to reflect on what it's like to deliberately place your attention on something that gives you some sense of pleasure as a kind of gentle discipline of the mind, turning the mind towards something that is helpful or positive or enjoyable. Using the breath and the body as an anchor to move into the transition place and space. And then inviting you to take the fingertip of the third finger of your hand and the fingertips of the other hand. And now inviting you to bring to mind someone that you appreciate. Maybe someone that gives you a sense of joy or someone that makes you laugh. Someone that you know that when you see them, it will be fun. It will be funny. It will be kind or enjoyable. Be trying to choose something for someone really in this part of the practice, it's quite an uncomplicated relationship where you can just kind of breathe out and enjoy their company or enjoy particular qualities or attributes that they have. Giving yourself the time and space to really remember and notice what it's like to be with this person. or at least this person on a good day, because we all have our bad days or difficult days. But when this person is just being their kind of best self, what it is that you appreciate about that? Noticing how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel right now to bring this person to mind. Noticing what, if anything, is happening in the body as you bring this person to mind. How does your body feel when you remember being with this person? When you maybe remember the funny times or the warm times or the kind times that you've shared together. Noticing what it's like to make space for appreciation of another person. Like really make space. Really allow yourself to kind of abide in a space where you're remembering positive attributes that someone has. And then whenever you next breathe out, just letting go of your third finger and coming to rest again in the body, sitting here or lying here. Noticing just this breath coming in, this breath going out. Creating space in the present moment as we let go of appreciating one thing and make space to appreciate the last thing that we'll consider in this practice today. It's breathing in, breathing out. And then inviting you to bring to mind a patient or a client that you've particularly enjoyed or appreciated working with. It's so easy to bring to mind difficult clinical situations and challenges, especially as it's hard for people to be warm and upbeat when they're suffering. But maybe there is someone you've encountered where you had a real sense of their human capacity for humor at difficult times, or if you bring a funny, warm way of being with illness, and that you've witnessed this and shared this with them and had a moment of connection around it. A sense perhaps of deep respect, a kind of joyful respect, a gratitude that there are some people we work with who it is a privilege to look after or to offer care to. Taking your time to see if there's someone that emerges from your memory. noticing any emotions that are here. And if it's hard to stay connected, just taking the fourth finger of your hand in the fingertips of the other hand as a way of trying to really stay with remembering a patient or a client that you've worked with where you felt the real appreciation of them, their humanity, their courage, their fun. Noticing any thoughts or memories, any emotions, any body sensations as you bring this to mind now. And then just letting go of the fourth finger of your hand and allowing your hands to just rest naturally on your lap or against one another. Coming once again to the breath, moving in and out of the body. Taking a moment to reflect on what it's like to deliberately place your attention on things that give you a sense of appreciative gratitude, maybe even bringing a smile or an inward laugh, some sense of just simple pleasure and joy. Bringing things to mind in a deliberate and intentional and mindful way. Being gentle with yourself, also knowing that sometimes this is easier than at other times. And it's a practice. You know, we have to practice inclining our mind in certain directions. And that is a practice that may be very valuable. Especially if in times of difficulty or distress or challenge. Maybe it feels like a bit of a respite or brings some spaciousness to the mind and the body and the emotional state. It's just an act of self-care. So in a few moments, we'll be gently bringing this practice to a close. And when you hear the bells, just opening your eyes in your own time.